Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by, and welcome to IMC's conference call to discuss the first quarter of 2021 results. The presentation is available for download at the company's website, www.internationalmealcompany.com/ir. We would like to inform you that this event is being recorded and that during the company's presentation, all participants will only be able to listen to the call. We will then begin the Q&A session when further instructions will be given. In case you need any assistance during the conference, please request the operator's help by pressing star zero. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. In this conference, we have Mr. Alex Santoro, CEO of IMC, and Ms. Maristela Nascimento, Financial and Investor Relations Officer. I will now turn the conference over to Mr. Santoro. Please, Mr. Santoro, you may proceed.
Good morning, everyone. I hope you and your families are doing well. Thank you for connecting in the IMC results call for the first quarter of 2021. Today, we will share a summary of what the first quarter was like and give an idea of how we are evolving in the second quarter. The year started with high expectations of the recovery of sales and results. However, the arrival of the second wave of the pandemic led us to a quarter of significant challenges. We faced a scenario in which many of our restaurants had their counters closed and various operational restrictions. Once again, we had to be agile to migrate almost all of our sales efforts to digital platforms and channels and control our cost, expense, and cash. The impacts of the performance of the company's results caused by the restrictions were partially mitigated by the acceleration of vaccination in the United States. At the beginning of May, we already have the same-store sales above 2019 in dollars. In addition, in Brazil, we have noticed that as restrictions have eased, sales recovery happens more rapidly than in 2020. The moment remains of attention, and we are monitoring the evolution daily. Going now to our presentation, we will start with a summary of the number of restaurants in our system. As you can see on slide number two, we ended the first quarter with 499 restaurants, four more than in the fourth quarter of 2020. Going ahead to this slide number three, where we have the financial highlights, our net revenue reached 321.9 million reais, 12% lower than in the same period in 2020, reflecting the restrictions arising from the second wave of the COVID-19 pandemic. The consolidated same-store sales decreased by 9.3% compared to 2020 in reais, and using the same currency, the same-store sales fell by 17%. Adjusted EBITDA was positive by 9.9 million reais with a margin of 3.1%, with inflationary pressure on the food costs, especially on proteins. The net loss in the period was 55.4 million reais. Cash consumption in the quarter was 12 million reais, and our net debt reached 196 million reais, representing a 39% reduction compared to the same period in 2020, mainly due to the follow-on carry out in July 2020 that added more than 370 million reais to the company's cash. So on slide number four, we present the same-store sales performance over the past few months in our main operations. In Brazil, we observed that the months of April and May have been recovering quicker than in 2020. And as you can see on this slide, Frango Assado and Margaritaville operations started in May with sales above 2019. We're still far from the ideal situation, but it is a positive sign. The moment still requires caution, but we begin to see signs of improvement. Moving now to slide number 6, we see that we continue to focus on actions to maximize our sales and delivery, which have grown approximately 3 times since December 19. Delivery has proved to be an essential sales channel, especially for the Pizza Hut and KFC operations. Even during periods of reopening of the counters, we maintain high levels of sales in these channels. In addition, we continue to analyze opportunities to gain efficiency, renegotiate contracts, and review pricing strategies. Now, moving ahead to slide number 7, we present the adjusted EBITDA bridge, which was approximately 10 million reais in the period versus 24 million reais in the first quarter of 20. The highlight here is for Frango Assado, which delivered an EBITDA of 8 million reais, our operations in Caribbean with 7 million reais, and our Margaritaville business in the United States that delivered 10 million reais in EBITDA. On slide number 8, we show our business performance in Brazil, which fell by 20.3% in terms of revenue, mainly due to the restriction in the region caused by the second wave of COVID-19. Adjusted EBITDA was negative by 7.2 million reais due to the drop in sales and the inflationary pressure on food costs. On slide number 9, we have the results of our Frango Assado operations, with a 2.9% reduction in sales and an adjusted operating result of 8.3 million reais. The reduction in highway traffic has still been affecting our restaurant operation, but has been mitigated by the increase in revenue at our service stations, which is part of our strategy to focus on fewer sales for trucks during this moment of lower traffic in our highways. Slide number 10, we discussed the airport's performance here. The revenue fell by 60.1% due to the drop in the number of flights added with restrictions on food supply to passengers during flights. Even so, the adjusted operating result was positive by 2.8 million reais as a response to our cost and expense reduction initiatives. On slide number 11, we can see here the revenue for Pizza Hut, KFC, and others businesses. They fell by 23.9%, reflecting the operational restrictions in malls at the end of the first quarter of this year. The adjusted operating result was negative by 0.7 million reais versus 14.3 million reais in the first quarter of 2020, when our contractual negotiations and the recovery of receivables from franchisees also contributed by 8.2 million reais. Moving on to slide 12, we discuss the U.S. operations, which are shown in local currency. Total sales exceeded the amounts reported for the same period in 2020 by 1.7%, and that contributed to our adjusted EBITDA, which was positive by $1.8 million. Also, in the first quarter of this year, we received the second tranche of the PPP from the American government, which financed approximately 700,000 of payroll and rent expenses. On the next slide, slide number 13, we will analyze the Caribbean operations. For a better comparison, we present the figures in constant currency in reais. The revenue in the period fell by 43.3%, while EBITDA was 5.6 million reais. The actions we took to reduce the headcount and renegotiate leases mitigated decreasing people flow at the airports. And finally, on slide number 14, we comment on the company's cash flow. In the first quarter of 2021, despite the challenging operating scenario, cash consumption after maintenance capex and fixed lease payments was approximately 12 million reais, 69.3% lower than in the same period in 2020, mainly due to the PPP government funding to the vital finance payroll and rent expenses over the next months. We made investments of 19.4 million in net cash variation, mainly in new Pizza Hut and KFC stores. And now, just to go to the final part, my final considerations, that basically, after a challenging first quarter, the month of April and the beginning of May points to a trend of recovery in sales. The U.S. has shown that the recovery is directly related to the number of people that were vaccinated. It encouraged us to believe that if the vaccination process continues to evolve, we may have a stronger second half here in Brazil. But we will continue to be cautious in our cash flow measure. And to conclude, I want to share with you what I define as the three main pillars of our company. And they are, number one, people. Number two, customer. Number three, focus. And giving you a little bit more details about it, about all these three pillars. So the first one, people. We have a tremendous, talented, and passionate team in our operations, doing a tremendous job to ensure that our customers continue to have access to our brands, even in this moment of so many restrictions. And I'm also happy and excited about our ability to attract talented people to be part of our project. Good, motivated, and aligned people are the basis for everything. Pillar number two, customer. We still have a lot to do to improve our customers' experience. From improving our operational excellence to provide even more convenience for our consumers. And technology is key in this process. And number three, focus. We have a company that operates several brands in many different geographies. It is essential to have clarity and focus on where to allocate our financial and intellectual capital. So to conclude, after 45 days as CEO of INC, I can say that I feel more excited than ever about the growth potential and also feel honored with the opportunity to lead the company at this moment. I'm going to finish the presentation here so we can start the Q&A. Thank you.
We will now begin the Q&A session. If you would like to ask a question, please dial star 1. If you are using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the keys. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove your question from the queue by pressing star 2. At this time, we will pause momentarily to assemble our roster. Since there seem to be no questions, I would like to turn the floor over to Mr. Santoro for his final remarks.
Thank you, and again, thank you all for connecting today for our conference call. Please stay safe, and we'll talk soon. Thank you. Bye.
This concludes IMC's conference call. You may now disconnect and have a nice day.